right, exactly. So you've finished the book, and what do you do next? You're with a firm press.
Yes.
You're path to publication, because they champion people like Christian White, Belinda Alexandra, oh, Pip Williams, one of my favourites, who I've just seen in an author talk. So how did you decide where to send it to, what publication or which publishing house you would like to go with? How was that process
that
for
process,
you?
That process, right. So I finished the story, did a few edits, a few hundred edits, and then I actually booked in some sessions at the CYA conference.
Yes, I've been to that.
Yes.
With Tina.
Which, yes, yes, which is a fantastic conference for, you can submit your work, you know, you can book in some agent,
yes,
or publisher assessments and spend 15 minutes. They read the first 3,000 words or something. And then you get feedback from the publishers. And I'd chosen four publishers that were at the CYA conference. That was 2 years ago, I think. And I spoke to four publishers, and I chose a firm because they have some great writers, and
yes,
I think they do a really, they do a good job at getting their books into bookshops, which is really important. And because the publisher loved it, you know, like jumped on it straight away.
Yes.
So, you know, I had a good reaction from, because my book was already finished. So I was ready to send it out anyway.
Yes.
And I kind of got feedback, and I was like, can I send you my manuscript? And then a firm literally got back to me 2 weeks later and said, oh, we're sending you a contract. You know, we can send you a contract today. We'd like to, you know, really like, and I thought, I've got to go with a publisher who's this enthusiastic. I could have waited, I guess, to see what the reaction was, but I thought, like, just go for it, because you never know what's going to happen eventually with
yes,
the others. So
and it gets the ball rolling. People don't realise it takes a long
so
time
long.
From when
yes,
you sign the contract to when the book
it
actually
comes out. Yeah.
So, you know, it was relevant, and it's still relevant now, but it was very relevant at the time it was released, wasn't it,
yeah,
last year?
Yes.
So,
yes,
yeah,
yeah,
if you wait too long, then the next flavour or topic has come up, and
yeah,
they're not quite so enthusiastic. But
no,
yeah.
No. So I'm glad that I jumped on that offer, went really quickly. And because it's a smaller publishing house, I think I'll leave. So I had the contract, I think around June, and the book came out a year later. With a bigger publishing house, that would be a 2 year,
two-year
lead time. So I, you know, I liked being able to work with a smaller publishing house that, you know, had great editors working on it. You know, I really feel they put everything they could into the story and gave me great feedback, and, you know, for the changes that I made. So it was a good experience.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
wonderful. I see them doing such great books, and
yes,
and outside of the square, and thinking of, you know, the relevancy in our modern world. So they're the sort of publishers I gravitate towards as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I think they do a great job.
Excellent work. Now, you've been doing library talks, book festivals, meeting with book clubs. So who is your typical reader, do you think? Or do you think it just spans a few generations, this book?
Oh, I'd say a mum. Mums like us, really.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so mums with teenagers, I think. Although, like you say, you know, if you pick up that book and it's got, you know, it's one punch, you're like, oh, do I really want to read it? But, you know, definitely those are the mothers who I've written it for, and
yes,
they're the ones who are, I think, mostly reading it. I have been to a book club with mothers who are, like, older.
Yes.
And they're like, these children are very badly behaved. Children are like that. So it's funny, you know, the things that
generation.
We, yes, it's so that generation probably, it's a bit too realistic. and maybe it's a bit too confronting, but yes. I think, you know, women like us,
definitely. So relevant, and so much about today's society and the different things that children have to deal with. Different world.
Yeah.
I think I might give it to my son's partner's a high school teacher, and she loves Jodie Picoult, and I thought she'll love this too. She'll and really relevant for her age of teaching, and so no, it's people like that as well. The younger ones who are a bit more who know teenagers and know what they're going through.
As long as but I think some, you know, some mothers are like, well, I don't want to be too scared about what's coming up. But
yes, you're like, right.
You know, it's more than that. It's
but
more
it's
than
a great
just,
story. Yeah. So, Now, last time I saw you, we were here at the Brisbane Writers Festival.
Yes.
What can you tell us about that? You were on panels, you saw some sessions yourself. I just thought it was wonderful. I loved the authors. I loved everything I went to. So how about you? How did you find it?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. It was a really great festival. I think because a lot of the sessions the last couple of years with COVID have been Zoom, and it just didn't, you know, kind of have that same energy. But, you know, everything was busy. There were great authors here. I had a lot of fun on my panel. It was just, it was a very, very successful festival, I'd say. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the next one as well. But I think some great, you know, some great topics covered as well. So I really enjoyed the sessions. Yes. My favourite session, I think, was the panel with Trent Dalton and Holly Ringland.
So, gosh, what a stellar session.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. And because it was about TV adaptation and how they dealt with their stories being really taken out of their hands and adapted without them. Because I think they realised that it was going to be heartache if they tried to stay too closely involved because TV is a very different place for a
and
story.
And they have to condense that whole story, don't they?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing both of those series when they come out.
Yeah, they're and, not far away.
No. Well, Trent lives around the corner from me, so we bump into each other all the time. I've interviewed him a few times. So because it's sort of set locally, I think that's the one that we're most
very
looking
excited
forward
about.
To. But I've read Holly's and hers are great too.
The
Lost Flowers of Alice Hart will be wonderful. And cinematically wonderful too, with all the flowers and the beauty of the Australian countryside.
Should be really beautiful. Very much.
And so who do you read? Who are your influences?
Oh, wow. Well, sort of recently, I guess, Sally Hepworth.
Oh, I love Sally.
You know, Leanne Moriarty and the Moriarty sisters, I guess. But I also, you know, I also love literary fiction. So just for a really, you know, for a change from the domestic scene and, you know, I guess I read in my own genre, but I also read widely as well. And, you know, The Seven Moons of Molly Almeida.
I needed to read that and I haven't yet. I will.
It's so fantastic. And it's just so out of left field, but it's another one that it's a really serious topic. It's about the Sri Lankan war, civil war, but it's told from the view of a dead person. So, you know, it's incredibly creative and just takes what would be, you know, a very confronting and strict, you know, the atrocities were terrible.
Oh, yes.
So it's a really confronting topic and treats it with this kind of absurdist eye that it's laugh out loud and then you just want to cry at how horrific things are. So it's like, it's such a clever, but it is kind of a little bit chaotic. It's very chaotic at the start of the novel. So some people are like, I didn't get any further than that. But it is, it's a great read.
I will give it a go.
It's a great audiobook to listen to.
And that's one that word of mouth you need to, because I'd probably pick it up and think, oh, what's this about? And put it back down again.
So
you've got the bookshop right here. Right. I'll be able to get it straight away.
And I think, you know, winning the Booker Prize is pretty good.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Kind of gives you confidence that's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a good one.
Shuggy Bain, I think was the Booker Prize winner, and a lot of people hated it, but I adored that as well. So those kind of, I love a story with a really authentic voice.
Yes.
That's really what appeals to me in a book, I think, much more than anything else. You know, if I open a book and the voice is really engaging. And the other one that is incredible is Demon Copperfield, Copperhead.
I have heard of that one, yes.
Which is, it's kind of like, it's a little bit similar to Shuggy Bane, that it's, you know, that young boy's voice in a really difficult situation.
Yes.
And you feel like, well, how many more stories about, you know, young boys and single mums and drug addicts, you know, do we need? But the voice is so convincing. You really feel like it's this kid telling you a pretty, you know, grim story. But with that really clever lightness where you've also got the comedy of just general life, but it's a really tragic, you know, it's a sad story.
Yes. So much good reading, isn't there?
Your voice
is very authentic too, I have to say. So I'm looking forward to reading more of what you do. Do you think you'll be writing something similar next? So are you working on something?
Yes, I am working on something similar. But I'm also, I love travel and I love travel writing and, you know, write the occasional travel piece. So I would, at some stage, you know, down the line, not too far away, bring those together. So it's more, you know, rather than a domestic scene, I'm, you know, like characters sort of somewhere a bit more exotic than, you know.
Yes.
Brisbane CBD, which is a great place,
obviously.
We still
love reading about it. It was very Brisbane in parts, yes. And that's why it really appealed to me. But talking about the travel, where's your favourite place to travel to?
Oh, my goodness. Everywhere I travel. I love it. So we're just about to go to Birdsville, actually, for the Big Red Bash.
Yes.
So we're getting our camper trailer ready and we've got a crew of friends. And,
well, I noticed that you do Australian travel as well as places like Canada and Ireland. It's like you love everywhere. It's very eclectic.
Yes, I do, actually. So I think during COVID we had, you know, obviously we travelled in our own state.
Yes.
And I just remembered how much I love Queensland and how much there is to explore. So it's good to do, you know, one trip, you know, a few trips here and, you know, get to explore Australia because it is amazing and, you know, it's easy. Well, it's easier. But I also, we did a trip to the Antarctic. In January, late January, and Patagonia, and that was...
Well, that's that a bucket list one for many
people. It's pretty exceptional. Really, really exceptional. And, you know, just suggest you save your pennies and go for it as soon as possible. Because I think, you know, you don't realise that even if you go on a luxury cruise, Antarctica is still a very remote, extreme place.
Mm.
And you need a certain level of fitness, I'd say, to make the most of it.
Yes.
And I think people...
Don't wait until
it's, you know... Until you can't get in and out of zodiacs and, you know, kind of really make the most of it. And if you're just sitting inside looking at it through the windows, I think you'd miss so much of it.
Oh, yes. That's a great tip, actually. Yeah. And I loved your Norfolk Island story, which you're helping us at She Society now, having a few of your stories published there. So that was wonderful. I've always wanted to go there, and now even more so after reading your story. I love the hiking, scuba diving, the resort seemed great. So, and I like those places which are less traveled, not as many people aspire to go to them. And once you go, you probably want to go back again, I would think.
I know some friends have just come back from Italy and, you know, visiting Positano, which is, of course, on everyone's bucket list on the Amalfi Coast, but literally having to pass down the street sideways because it was so packed. So I think because everyone is travelling this year to make up for COVID, a lot of those places that are on everyone's bucket list is just so crowded. Yes. So, you know,
and you don't get the authentic experience.
All you're getting is the back of someone's head or something like that. So that would be so tragic. So you have to just choose things that are a little bit less popular and save those, you know, Positanos and
a few years down the track.
One
of my favourite places is South Africa. I've been there four times, and a friend's daughter just came back from her honeymoon. She did Italy and South Africa. She said Italy paled against everything she saw in South Africa, and the food and the wine. She had the best bottle of wine in her life, $9 in South Africa. So it can be a wonderful holiday if you go to the right places. Yes, so I'd recommend that safari. As one of my...
Yeah, safaris are amazing, yes. Aren't they? Yes, I'm a big fan of getting into nature, actually, probably more than, cities. I do enjoy a little bit of city life, but I spent 11 years in London and 5 years in Hong Kong before that. So I feel like I did a lot of cities, crowded cities and, queuing and, where things were a bit more difficult. So, for me, I've
got... There's a big wide world out there, isn't there? So travel while you can. I think we've all learned that.
Yes. Absolutely, make the most of it.
Yes. Well, Julie, thank you for your time today. Your book, One Punch, is absolutely wonderful. I read it in a couple of days. I wasn't expecting that at all. I love the characters. Of course, I love the setting, my hometown of Brisbane. But even if you're not from Brisbane, I think most mothers, and especially mothers of boys, they'd find this book appealing. So grab it for your next book club. Get Julie to come and talk to your local library or the next Writers Festival that's coming up. And thank you so much for being here with She Society today.
Thanks very much, Michelle. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by She Society.